The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. And I'm going to start off with a couple of the local clubs and what's going on there. There have been some new guidance out about people gathering and all of that. So I thought I'd talk about clubs that have not been open for a while. Let's start off with the Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh. And, of course, you can always get full details at the Lincoln at 919-821-4111. Friday, April 2nd, yeah, we're getting into April now, Bring Out Your Dead. This is a Grateful Dead tribute. It starts at 8:30. Saturday, April 3rd, it's Josh Daniel. He has two shows, one at 7, the other at 9:45. Friday and Saturday, April 9th and 10th, is Zoso, the Ultimate Led Zeppelin tribute. Two shows, 6:45 and 9:45 each night. Once again, that's Friday and Saturday for Zoso. Friday, April 16th, Idlewild South, a tribute to the Allman Brothers. Shows at 6:30 and 9:30. Saturday, April 17th, the Lincoln Theater staff benefit with the Balsa Gliders, the Nasty Habits, and Jump Mountain. That all starts at 7. Sunday, April 18th, 420 Reggae Fest at 6:30. Friday, April 23rd, Travers Brothership, 7 and 9:45 shows. And Friday, April 30th, Moonwater, a tribute to Widespread Panic. There are two shows from Moonwater, 7 and 9:45. Then Poorhouse Music Hall. We first talked about them coming back a week or so ago. The Poorhouse Music Hall is on South Blunt Street in Raleigh. 919-821-1120, and there are two shows, one at 7:30, the second at 9:30, unless it's noted, concerts are subject to change. Thursday, April 1st, Red Cross Blood Drive, it starts at 10 a.m. Friday, April 2nd, John Howie Jr. Saturday, April 3rd, Arson Daly. 7:30 and 9:30, and currently those shows are sold out, but you always want to check just in case somebody decides they can't make it. Friday, April 9th, Litz. Saturday, April 10th, Heather Victoria. Sunday, April 11th, Eduardo de Rosa Maria, Noche Flamenca y Dancer. That's at 7:30. Friday, April 16th, it's Reliably Bad. Saturday, April 17th, Blue-Footed Boobies. Friday and Saturday, April 23rd and 24th, Dr. Bacon. Friday, April 30th, Charles Latham and the Borrowed Band. And then it's Saturday, May 1st, Hoko and Mars. All right, we've got a couple of things going on virtually at the North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road in Raleigh. The Sights and Sounds Concert Series, co-presented by Chamber Music Raleigh and the North Carolina Museum of Art, is virtual due to the state's COVID restrictions for live gatherings. The free curated webcast concerts and live streams are offered through May, with hopes of resuming live concerts in June. The virtual events are all on Saturdays at 8 p.m. All right, April 10th, Juilliard String Quartet, hailed by the Boston Globe as the most important American quartet in history. The Juilliard String Quartet draws on a deep and vital engagement to the classics while embracing the mission of championing new works. May 8th, Gavilan Brothers, the Havana-born brothers, perform original music from their breathtaking album, Brothers. And May 15th, Verona Quartet, the recipient of the Chamber Music America's coveted Cleveland Quartet Award in 2020. The Verona Quartet is no stranger to the Triangle, having completed residencies in Durham last year. Again, the North Carolina Museum of Art is hoping it can once again host live events starting in June. Okay, our amphitheaters are loading up a little bit. Here we'll start with Coca Booth Amphitheater. Wake Med is back with its Movies by Moonlight series. Most movies are shown Friday evenings, unless noted. And the first one is on a Thursday evening, April 1st, Green Book. Great movie. April 2nd, Yesterday. April 9th, The High Note. April 16th, Captain Marvel. April 23rd, Aladdin. April 30th, Impractical Jokers, The Movie. Those guys got a movie? May 7th, Trolls World Tour. May 14th, Aquaman. May 21st, Little. And then May 28th, Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. Currently booked concerts include the Josh Sellers Jazz Series on Wednesday evenings. For instance, April 7th, it's La Fiesta. April 14th, the Will McBride Group. April 28th, Teacup Gin. And May 5th, Freeport Jazz. Once again, all four of those concerts, part of the Josh Sellers Jazz Series. Also performing on, this is on Wednesday, April 21st, not a part of the Jazz Series, but Peter Lamb and the Wolves. Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. Coastal Credit Union Music Park's 2021 schedule was supposed to start Saturday, April 17th with Jimmy Buffett, but the concert has been rescheduled for next year. So, up first is the Backstreet Boys DNA World Tour, June 26th. Again, we're talking about Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. The schedule includes a number of July dates, including the Black Crowes Shake Your Moneymaker Tour, Tedeschi Trucks Band's Wheels of Soul 2021 Tour, Thomas Rhett and Cole Swindell, and Kids Bop Live Tour, Dave Matthews Band, Luke Bryan and Kaylee Hammock, the Doobie Brothers and Michael McDonald, and Matchbox 20 and the Wallflowers. Later in the year, performers include Chris Stapleton, Alanis Morissette, Kiss, Maroon 5, and Brooks and Dunn. Red Hat Amphitheater starts May 6th with Maren Morris, Primus in June on the 23rd. The July dates include Jamie Johnson, Bare Naked Ladies, Megadeth and Lamb of God, and Lindsey Stirling. For August of this year, Lewis the Child, Dave Gray, Blackberry Smoke, and the Goo Goo Dolls. Switching gears, let's check what's going on at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte. Tuesday, August 3rd, JoJo Siwa, Dream, the Tour. Friday, August 13th, Alabama. Tuesday, August 17th, it's Michael Bublé. Then after that, we're talking about September and October. Martin Lawrence is up first in September. Then Gold Over America Tour, starring Simone Biles, is in October. And the concert that was supposed to be earlier last year, The Weeknd, the After Hours Tour, has been moved to February 2022. And we're talking about events at the Spectrum Center in Charlotte. The Greensboro Coliseum, Saturday, May 15th. It's for King and Country. Saturday, June 12th, Mike Epps in Real Life Comedy Tour. Others scheduled for later in the year at Greensboro Coliseum, Justin Bieber in July, Jim Gaffigan in August, Kane Brown in September, and then Dan and Shay, the Arena Tour, September 18th. By the way, Kane Brown is September 3rd. And then also the final one on the schedule for the Greensboro Coliseum so far is Maluma. That is in October. All right, always good to get a few laughs under your belt. We've got two comedy clubs, of course, to talk about. First of all, Goodnight's Comedy Club on West Morgan Street. Thursday through Saturday, March 25th through the 27th, it is Greg Fitzsimmons. Wednesday through Saturday, March 31st through April 3rd, Corey Holcomb. Corey got his start in the world of stand-up comedy by working the open mic circuit in Chicago. In the years since, the self-proclaimed ghetto Dr. Phil has become a national sensation. Thursday through Saturday, April 8th through the 10th, Erica Rhodes. Erica has appeared on ABC's Modern Family, HBO's Veep, Fox's New Girl, IFC's Comedy Bang Bang, and recurred on True TV's Fameless. She was a regular panelist on Comedy Central's At Midnight and Fox's Punchline. Sunday, April 11th, Chris Allen, stand-up comedian and writer. Chris's conversational yet laid-back style, coupled with his quick wit, keeps audiences on their toes. Thursday through Sunday, April 15th through the 18th, T.K. Kirkland. T.K. is a well-respected comedian, podcast host, writer, businessman, motivator, and an actor with 35 years of experience in the entertainment industry. His national notoriety began as a standout in track and field in high school. That natural athleticism and drive landed him a scholarship to California State, where he graduated with an MBA. He's a prolific writer, possessing the natural ability to captivate his audience through laughter and real-life experiences. Thursday through Sunday, April 22nd through the 25th, it is Earthquake at Goodnight's Comedy Club. Known lovingly by his fans as Quake, he's been dishing out his unique delivery and bankable common-sense rhetoric across the comedy club circuit since the early 90s. Mixing observational and improvisational comedy in his shows, Quake's humor has secured a place in the hearts of comedy lovers everywhere. Sunday, April 25th, it's Anthony Rodia. A first-generation Italian, Anthony has always had a way of turning any situation into comedy. Using social media as his platform, Anthony has exploded onto the comedy scene out of nowhere, making quite a name for himself and building a large fan base. Then Thursday through Saturday, April 29th through May 1st, Corinne Fisher. Corinne is a stand-up comedian, writer, and actor. She first made a splash with her debut one-woman show, Corinne Fisher, I Stalk You. And that's all at Goodnight's Comedy Club. Then we move on to Raleigh Improv on Parkside Main Street in Cary. Thursday, April 8th, it is Nick DiPaolo. In this day of watered-down comedy, Nick DiPaolo's brutally honest performances remind us of what great stand-up should be. Funny, socially relevant, and a little bit reckless. Friday and Saturday, April 9 and 10, it's Andrew Scholes. as 2018 and 2019's most viewed comedian in the world. Andrew has taken stand-up comedy by storm. A native New Yorker, Scholes is known for his hilariously unapologetic takes and wild off-the-cuff interactions with the crowd. Thursday through Saturday, April 15th through the 17th, it's Samuel J. Comroe, a stand-up comedian who performs at over 100 clubs and colleges annually. Samuel made his TV debut on Conan and has appeared on BET's Real Husbands of Hollywood with Kevin Hart. Thursday through Sunday, April 22nd through the 25th at Raleigh Improv, Tommy Davidson. From stand-up comedy and acting to versatile music accomplishments, which have all earned him a reputation as an extraordinary performance, best known as one of the stars of the hit television show from the 90s, In Living Color. His visibility has allowed him to become a household name for his innovative talent. If you've never seen In Living Color, you need to look it up and see if you can't stream some of that stuff. Very, very funny. Okay, we're going to move on to the Durham Performing Arts Center, a.k.a. DPAC. Let me see. We'll start off with the fact that Hamilton is coming back to DPAC. However, not right now. The new Hamilton dates are now May 17th through June 5th, 2022. And there will be a total of 24 performances. Despite that, it'll be tough to get a ticket. DPAC announced new dates for 11 other touring Broadway productions, including Escape to Margaritaville, Tootsie, Hadestown, and Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird. Hamilton, as you know, is the lyrical sensation depicting the American Revolution and creation of the U.S. Constitution, with Founding Father Alexander Hamilton at its center. And some new dates for the touring shows at DPAC that are coming up. And we do have, let me see here, four of them are this year. The band's visit, scheduled for October 5th through the 10th. Tootsie, October 19th through the 24th. Escape to Margaritaville, November 9th through the 14th. And Ain't Too Proud, The Life and Times of the Temptations. Then we move into next year. 1776, The Musical, December 28th through January 2nd. And Hadestown, Oklahoma, Pretty Woman the Musical, My Fair Lady, Hamilton, Jesus Christ Superstar, and Harper Lee's To Kill a Mockingbird, all coming up at DPAC. Also, Monday and Tuesday, June 14th and 15th, is Jason Isbell in the 400 unit. Saturday, June 26th, Arrival from Sweden, the music of ABBA. Saturday, August 7th, Get the Lead Out. Wednesday, August 11th, Styx. And August 21st, Britt Floyd Echoes, the world's greatest Pink Floyd show. Okay, the North Carolina Symphony has added a three-concert Young People series to its extended virtual offerings. The kid-friendly concerts often incorporate storytelling, acting, dancing, and other arts. All the concerts start at 3. It's Peter and the Wolf, May 1st, Carnival of Animals, June 5th, and Cirque de la Symphony on June 12th. Viewers can stream the concerts to their homes and watch them on demand for 20 days after each concert. Tickets are $21.46 for a single show or $57.92 for all three concerts. And that's the Young People's Concert Series at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. And also there, April 9th, Friday favorites, music from the movies. This is a North Carolina Symphony streaming event, as are the next several events. Saturday, April 10th, Copeland and Dvorak. Saturday, April 17th, Appalachian Spring. Saturday, April 24th, and Friday, April 30th, Ragtime Kings. Saturday, May 1st, and this was this is part of that Young People's Concert Series I was talking about. It's the matinee, Peter and the Wolf. Saturday and Friday, May 8th and 14th, it's Beethoven's Violin Concerto, again a streaming event. Saturday, May 15th, streaming as well, Pops Around the World. And Thursday through Sunday, May 20th through the 23rd, currently scheduled, Cinderella from the Carolina Ballet. The iconic tale of fantasy and true love comes to life once again with Cinderella, featuring an original score played live by composer Carl Moraski, while Robert Weiss's choreography tells the story of Cinderella's transformation into a beautiful princess and her journey to find true love. All right. Saturday, May 22nd, and Friday, May 28th, Beethoven Symphony No. 4, North Carolina Symphony streaming event, as is Beethoven Symphony No. 4 on part of Friday Favorites on May 28th. Friday, June 11th, the R-rated Magic Show. Friday, July 11th, Daniel Habif at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, June 12th, one of those Young People's Concerts, Cirque de la Symphony, North Carolina streaming event, 3 and 8 o'clock performances. Friday, June 25th, Trey Anastasio with the North Carolina Symphony, and currently scheduled for a May Mandy Concert Hall. Okay, PNC Arena. The box office, you can contact them at 800-745-3000, all Ticketmaster outlets, or online at thepncarena.com. Friday, June 11th, the Dude Perfect 2021 tour. Wednesday, August 4th, Nickelodeon's JoJo Siwa. Tuesday, August 17th, Rage Against the Machine, and their public service announcements tour. And this, again, is the lineup at PNC Arena, not including hockey and basketball. Wednesday, August 18th, Michael Bublé. Friday and Saturday, September 10 and 11, Luke Combs. And then Tuesday, October 12th, Harry Styles, Love on Tour 2020. By the way, the carousel at Pullen Park is back open, as is the Kitty Train. The popular attractions are opened each day. The carousel was closed November 30th because of COVID. The train was down for track maintenance. The park's kitty boats are also open with the limited capacity and limited operating hours. Wellness checks and face masks are required when riding the attractions, and there may be a wait involved during busy times. By the way, baseball fans, the Durham Bulls gearing up to take the field again. The team has its schedule for the upcoming season, which is set to start on April 6th at Durham Bulls Athletic Park. The game will end a 572-day drought of Bulls baseball at the DPAP. Single-game ticket information, including capacity limitations in accordance with federal and state and local guidelines, will be released soon. Dates and opponents are subject to change, of course. Promotions for the 2021 season will be announced at a future time. Artsplosure, Raleigh's signature art festival that draws tens of thousands to the area, will be postponed until October because of COVID. The festival was originally set to take place May 15 and 16 in downtown Raleigh. It's now scheduled for October 9 and 10. The annual festival, normally held in the spring, was initially postponed last year at the start of the coronavirus pandemic before it was canceled. Festivals and special events of more than 50 people have been canceled. Of course, some of them are coming back, but, you know, others not yet. That included the city's St. Patrick's Day Parade and Festival and Raleigh Night Market. The NC State Fair is on the schedule for this year, but the Got to Be NC Festival is not. State Agriculture Commissioner Steve Troxler announced recently that the State Fair was canceled last year because of COVID, but not this year. The 2021 State Fair is scheduled to run October 14th through the 24th. However, this spring's Got to Be NC Festival has been canceled, just like last year. The event is usually held in mid-May at the State Fairgrounds Expo Center, but the coronavirus pandemic is still quite an issue at this time, so it has been canceled. Lovers of opera music, the Metropolitan Opera is streaming free encore presentations every night during the pandemic from the Live in HD series on their website, metopera.org. Each stream becomes available 7:30 Eastern Time in each evening and remains accessible for on-demand viewing until 6:30 the following day. The schedule will include outstanding complete performances from the past 14 years of cinema transmissions, and it stars all of the opera's greatest singers. For details, you can check their website once again. It is metopera.org. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.